Blog Talk Radio.
Hey! Quiet on the set!
It's IWS Radio, starring the IWS players, Guy on Your Dick, Slider Ballscock, Joshua, Bobby Kraft, Reverend Moneymaker, Paul Pyatt, Dusty Sandman, Debbie Stonehenge, featuring Canada's own Jamie Maple Leaf, along with special guest star Schmoop. And now, straight from the bar, your hosts, Matt Man and J-Man.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Hola, and welcome to another exciting edition of IWS Radio, a.k.a. I'm What's Stupid. This is J-Man coming to you live from my luxurious and sexy studios here in Redneckville, Arkansas, and sitting right next to me, a few hundred miles to my north-northeast, a man who just oozes sex. That man, bitches.
Receiving advice from Matman on how to pleasure a woman is like getting tips from Dick Cheney on how to be a likable human being.
Cheers! Greetings and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matman coming to you live from the palatial and sopping wet digs in Bagwine, Ohio. How the hell are you, J-Man?
I am hot. I am, well, I mean, like, you know, it's like 90 degrees already hot.
Yeah.
It's hot. It's wet. It's moist here in God's country.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm doing great. Having a good morning.
That's
how
wonderful
are you doing,
to
man?
Hear. No, I'm not bad. I'm a little hurt by that introduction. It's okay.
Yeah. You've learned to deal with it by now, haven't you?
I have, because I've overcome the hurtfulness and mm-hmm. learned to appreciate the professionalism of one Jamie Maple Leaf.
Hammer time!
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she will drop the hammer on you. No doubt about that.
I'd like that. I'd like to drop the hammer on. What? Wait, what?
Uh-huh. All right.
How's your week been?
Not bad. Not bad.
Okay.
Nothing really big happened. No big altercations.
Really?
No, nothing really, nothing significant happened to upset me or... You know, mess things up.
Well, that's not good, is it? I mean, you went to Walmart.
Not really.
Nothing?
No, not a thing. Now, I've made several trips to Walmart in the last few weeks, and there have been no incidences at all. Incidents at all, yeah.
Hmm.
So, I don't know
that
what to tell
you. That makes it harder to do a good show, doesn't it?
It does. People are not helping out at well. People of Redneckville are not helping out. We got a lot of help on this show from some friends. We finally found a subject that people are willing to participate in.
And it appeals to the basis of human emotions, which is sad.
a little. You know, we have covered hundreds. This is our 290th show. We've covered hundreds of topics over 4 years, and
mm-hmm.
we have thrown out the IWS signal multiple occasions, and
yep.
the one that gets all the response is, what? Sex? I'm there, baby.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So I want to say, before we begin this show, everyone who helped us out, I hate you all because you're horrible people, but thanks anyway.
Exactly.
This will be a good time.
I appreciate you a lot, you sick human being, you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Couple of people that I see in a whole new light now.
Uh-huh.
The warm glow of their erotic literature that they read.
And the ease at which they said, okay. I mean, there was a couple people.
Yeah.
Hey, could you read this? I'd be glad to. Really? Okay.
Oh, yeah. A couple of people like, did you have anything in mind? Because I have lots of erotica on my Kindle. I could do one of my favorites. Oh, you have favorites, do you? Well, you go right ahead.
Yes.
We have hit upon something here, Matt Mann.
I know. We've hit upon the downfall of America is what we've hit upon.
Yeah. This all started out just as a way of, you know, mocking BTR and their sudden openness when it comes to show titles and words that can be used. And turns out everybody wants to participate. So, all right, then. We have a whole new idea for this show as we head into our fifth season coming up in a month or so.
I know, and it may take a decided change if this one goes well.
Uh-huh. They may take a little turn for the worse. Yeah, so kind of, you know, heading for the gutter.
Yeah.
No, seriously, though, we might have to do a weekly smut reading or something if people are this
we
into
should,
it.
We should, yeah. Yeah.
Apparently, we have a list of people who we can rotate through on that.
Yeah, we could spin them around.
Uh-huh.
And there's a few in the chat room already, J-Man, we could spin around. I'd like to spin around.
In the crowd.
We got Jamie, of course, uh-huh. Miss Maple Leaf. How are you doing?
Nice.
And then, of course, J-Man. Who else is in there?
I see we have Jax in the
Triple
X room. Triple X Jax. Yeah. You're going to hear from Jax a couple of times.
A couple times, maybe.
Yep. You're going to be touching yourself.
Oh, God. I do that every show.
Well.
Unfortunately, I do it in the office at the window, so everyone can see.
Well, I touch myself, too, but it's usually just my hitting myself in the forehead saying, why did you say that, dumbass? But,
and then, of course, you hit yourself in the forehead after the show for the exact opposite reason, saying, why didn't I say that right there? Damn it.
How did I miss that? God, it was a wide open shot, and I missed it.
Uh-huh.
And we also have a number of guests in the room. And
yeah,
we'll thank them
it's nice. Very nice.
And remind them that if they would like to participate in the chat room, maybe get a little witty banter back and forth with the likes of Jax and Miss Jamie Maple Leaf, then you can do so by going to blogtalkradio.com and registering. It is free, fast, and easy, just like your hosts.
And you know what else it is, J-Man?
What?
It is so freaking hot.
Yeah.
It is.
God, we may have brought our A game today, J-Man.
We may have. We'll see how it goes.
So unfortunately, just like the people who helped us out, sex brought the best out in you and I today.
Yes. Yes, but it also may be one of those situations where we just kind of, you know, start real fast and peter out.
Yeah, oh boy, I'm used to that.
Got to work on the endurance.
I'm your 60-second man,
minutes.
Baby.
I'm already a little. I've extended quite a bit of energy already fighting the semicolon wars on Facebook. So got to be careful about that. Got one quick shout out, Matt.
Go right ahead.
As you know, we have a vast and diverse worldwide audience. In addition to the people who are in the chat room, we have lots of people, who are listening to the show all over the world on their mobile devices, their iPhones, their iPads, their Androids, or what have you.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw this morning that the Philippines has welcomed their 100 millionth resident. The Philippines hit 100 million people today in population, assuming that there's no typhoon comes through and kills a whole bunch of people. They can stay above
them. How
about that? We are big in the Philippines. We're big in the Philippines. And
we got some sexy fans in the Philippines.
Oh, we do. We do. Oh. We do. So, all right. And, of course, a quick shout-out to my friend of the show, the wonderful, the talented, my BFF, Miss Warrior Cat, who is getting better. Still a little under the weather, but getting better day by day, bit by bit. It takes time. You know, you can't rush it.
Inch.
Yeah, can't rush these things. You got to let it just, got to let it happen naturally.
Yeah.
Just like,
of course,
you know,
she
just like that first girlfriend.
Better a lot she could have gotten a lot better a lot quicker with an injection of J-acillin.
Maybe so. I'm totally going to use that.
That may become your new name, Jay.
It could be. Well, anyway, it's going to be an uncomfortable show.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, this is going to be an uncomfortable show, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it is. I hope so.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you what, I have a shout-out too, J-Man.
All right, let's do it.
It was Friday afternoon, about, 2 o'clock, standing outside of the beer mine. I'll drive by Mikey, the owner of the beer mine, conveniently located, of course, at the corner of Elmore and Burnett Road in Bagwan, Ohio. I'm standing out there smoking. He's sitting in the lawn chair. We're just yucking it up, watching the cars go by. And a car pulls to the intersection of Elmore and Burnett. And quickly, a door flies open. And this young chick comes running towards me. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, I must have had sex with her or something at some point, and she's out to kill me. No, she just wants to know if I have an extra cigarette, J-Man. I can spare. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, a girl got out of her car to run over to me some, 30 yards to see if I had an extra cigarette.
Did you?
No, I told her no. And she said, excuse me? And then drive by Mikey said, hey, Matt, you got a car, which I did. So I walked into the drive-thru to wait on the car. And the girl's still standing there. And she's looking at Mike, and then she finally said, did he tell me no? And Mike said, he not only told you no, he told you no, hell no. So she finally sauntered back to the car.
You wouldn't spare one cigarette for that young lady? In desperate
well, I didn't
need.
Have an extra cigarette. Because I checked
That's
my terrible. Pack, J-Man. I checked my pack. I had smoked three cigarettes. There were 17 in the pack. They come in 20s, so no, they didn't give me an extra cigarette in that pack. So, no,
you
my God. They're
you wouldn't give her one
anymore.
Yeah, well, no. They are expensive.
Maybe if she was hot, but no.
That's unfortunate.
No. No, you give them one cigarette, they want a carton. That's how that works.
Okay, that's probably true. Give her a cigarette, then she'll ask you if you have a beer.
Exactly.
Can I have a beer today? I like to smoke
when
I
drink. Well, here's the sad thing. I bet she wasn't even old enough to smoke. I mean, legally. But that won't top the shout-out I had to the old guy driving the beat-up pickup truck with his daughter and or her husband, wife, boyfriend, brother, whatever, who came through the drive-thru the same day. And they're sitting, you know, three wide in the bench seat of the pickup truck, and she wants a pack of cigarettes that we don't carry. So I said, no, I'm sorry, we don't carry theirs. Carry those. And she said, all right, go on, Dad. But before Dad drove off, he's got this big glass, and I'm talking a glass, you know, like a real glass of whatever. It looked like iced tea and or a seven and seven. He said, hey, I'm sorry, but before I go, could I get a couple ice cubes off you?
Let me guess, you won't share ice cubes either.
Well, let me tell you, Jay. Normally, on stupid request, I'm nice and say, oh, I can't do that. But no, to this guy, I just said, no. Get out of here. Yeah, I'll break open a bag of ice to give you a couple cubes there, buddy.
Yeah, I thought maybe you'd have a little ice there on hand just in case.
No, it's all packaged from the Iceman, Luis, you know, the guy who questions our talent.
Yeah, well, he doesn't question our talent. He questions our audience.
Yeah, he does. No, I think he questions both, actually.
No, well, maybe so.
Because when I tell him, you know, we get 15,000 or so listens a week, he'll go, why?
And unfortunately, we really can't give him an answer as to why. That's the thing.
Well, there is no answer. You just go, it's Matt and Jay, bitch. That's all
you
say.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go home and look at your out-of-focus cameras.
Oh, he got them fixed. He posted it on Facebook. It looked clear.
Yeah, I know.
Looked good. He can see somebody
proud.
Sneaking onto his property the way he did when he snuck onto
America's
property.
Into the country.
Lucky for him, Rick Perry wasn't in a helicopter gunship leaning on the machine gun when he snuck in.
That's why he went through Arizona, I think.
I guess so.
He didn't want to mess with a Perry guy.
Did you see that picture of Perry leaning on the machine gun in the helicopter flying over the
He's
border?
He's a badass.
Yeah, so, somebody captioned it Full Metal Jackass.
Yeah, boy.
All right. Yeah. Well, you know, speaking of political issues, political hot button issues real quick. We do want to mention strong week on the website, iwsradio.com. Big week there. Lots of good stuff. One of the things that was posted, our good friend, our correspondent, Cliche Johnson, one of our newest correspondents.
Oh, yeah.
A little crossover action posted on the blog, and it was good. Got a decent response, but we've had to suspend Cliche for a week, so he won't be here this week because when he was discussing the Israel and Gaza and Palestinians, Hamas and all that, he forgot to express 150 million% support of Israel, and forgot to imply that Palestinians are subhuman. So he kind of violated our terms of service, much like MSNBC. We had to remove him from the show for a week.
Because when you don't do that, just like MSNBC, your ratings go down. We cannot have that.
Right. In fact, MSNBC is so serious about it that they took one of the hottest chicks on the planet off. Jabril. Rula,
Jabril. Oh,
there is a position for you at IWS Radio, Rula. I'm just saying.
And there's several positions for her.
That's right.
I do want to say, and I'm glad you brought this up, Dayman, because I wanted to mention that Friday, prior to going into the beer mine, I'm laying here and watching the news, and there's the crawler along the screen. It said authorities in Gaza Friday announced they wanted to make Friday a day of rage, which kind of threw me a little bit because I thought every day in Gaza was a day of rage.
They wanted to crank it up to 11 for a day, I guess. I don't know.
Exactly. Yeah, I found that a little odd.
Today, when you throw a clump of dirt, really put some mustard on it.
Exactly.
Really burn that one in there, will you? Don't just lob it out.
No, let's make the day after Christmas really happy.
Get down low and use that lower body and get a lot of force behind that throw today.
That's right. Make sure there's anger on your dirt clod. God dang it.
Hide behind two more children than you normally do today. So
exactly.
Real rage. Okay. We've dispensed with the Middle East here. Lots of hotties
and
in the
I'm
Middle
sorry.
East, though. Yeah.
What's that?
A lot of hotties in the Middle East, though. You know, I love those Jewish girls.
I know you do. Not a big fan other than, well, what, Bar Raffelli?
Oh. And, well, Sweet Pea. We have Sweet Pea.
Oh, well, yeah. But that goes without saying.
Of course. All right. Well, we probably ought to.
It would be hard. You know what, J-Man? It would be hard to have sex. It would be hard to have sex with a hot Jewish girl because you're not allowed to say the word God, you know? He'd be in the middle of sex, and then you're going, God, that's great, that's great, and then get slapped across the face.
You'd have to just say, good, good, that's great, good, that's great.
Can you say Yahweh? Because I could learn to do that. I could discipline myself to say that.
We'll check with Drew Peacock. Can you say, oh, Yahweh, baby?
Or I could just lay there and go, I am that I am.
Well,
this is really a liberating right now.
Maybe you'd like to get slapped. Yeah.
Well, I don't mind
nothing
that.
Wrong.
Don't
nothing
mind
wrong. That. You know, some people are into that kind of thing. We might talk about that if we get a chance.
Oh, yeah, we will.
But anyway, Matt, I think it's something important. Something important we need to start off with immediately.
And what's that?
What would you do if you had $1 million?
I'll tell you what I'd do, man. Two chicks at the same time, man.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
So, well, we've got all these audios.
Because I'd ask one to get my burger and the other to get my fries.
Because you don't like it necessarily from the same place. You know, I want a Burger King burger, but I'd rather have the fries from McDonald's.
Yeah. I'm just older, and that's what my sex has come to.
Maybe some lasagna and garlic bread.
Yeah. Mm.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still tasting, though. That's the only bad thing.
Talk to it to me. Yeah. Well, Matt, let's get this started.
Yes, all right.
Did you ever have sex ed in school, Matt?
Well, we had a version of it, I guess.
We had what was basically supposed to be sex ed in seventh grade health class with Mr. Woolsey. It was weird. It didn't go well. When it was over, there were way more questions than answers.
And probably way more pregnancies.
Probably so. Yeah. But there was one thing we didn't get into that he didn't want to bother with.
Growing up is a time of change. Everything seems to happen at once.
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a wet dream last night.
Wet dream? What's that?
Oh, you know, some sperm comes out of your penis.
Sperm?
Yeah, sort of a sticky stuff. Guy's part of a baby. Didn't your brother ever tell you about that?
No, he never says much about anything. So that means you can start a baby.
It was something new to Bill, this business of nocturnal emissions, just as a lot of other things were new.
Uh-huh. Matt, since you were the youngest, did any of your brothers explain the concept of these nocturnal emissions to you?
No, they didn't.
That's unfortunate.
You know what's funny? You just kind of soak it up as you go.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't even tell you where I learned anything.
Well, luckily we grew up in a time of cable TV, so we had a little more access.
That's right.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High came out when I was 14, so.
Sure, and you had Heather Locklear on T.J. Hooker.
Mm-hmm. Catherine Bach on. Yeah. Dukes of Hazzard, yeah.
Oh, the Lander sisters.
Yeah, the Lander sisters. Oh, yeah. long before these people all thought that the Olsen twins were hot, we had the Lander sisters.
Take a back seat. Kate and Allie or whatever your names are. Yeah, my sex education was on TV, baby. The Love Boat. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. You know, anything Paul Williams is doing the theme song for is going to be good.
Hell, yeah. Hell, the Mary Tyler Moore Show. I thought Murray was hot.
Oh, and don't forget about, can't remember the name of the show with Bonnie Franklin and Mackenzie
One
Phillips.
One Day at a Time.
One Day at a Time. And Eddie Van Halen's ex, Valerie Bertinelli. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that was a hot threesome right there.
Damn right. And John
Phillips'
girlfriend was in that.
Yes, exactly. His daughter's
girlfriend.
If I
knew you were going to bring this up, I would have brought up that little bumper.
Well, I didn't intend to bring it up. We just kind of wandered into that area there.
It's free flowing.
It's fluid.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
As we're struggling to really get into this because this was a much more awkward thing than we thought it would be, and much further outside our comfort zone than we thought it would be. But we sucked it up.
Yeah. And people actually, J-Man, people who know us, you and I, fairly well, would think, oh, my God, I can't believe they've done this sooner. But we struggled with it, didn't we?
We did. We went down to the very last second before we decided to just go ahead and go for the gusto and put the dirty words in the show title.
Yeah. Because we're not like that. We like to, you know, we're not against
a certain amount of decorum,
dirty humor and all that, but we like to stay above the fray.
Yeah, generally. But once we decided to go for it, man, that's when all hell broke loose.
I know. Until Thursday morning when I was doing the show promo, J-Man, and I'm typing in on the title, The Gentleman's Guide to Sucking and Fucking. Yeah, that felt kind of creepy.
Yeah. A little weird.
But I typed it in because I'm a professional.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And then, you know, you and I discussed that we're going to talk about our sexiest, what we think are the sexiest movies ever.
Mm-hmm.
This morning, J-Man, I typed in midget porn on YouTube.
You did you?
Yeah, well, I wanted some audio clips. But as I get older, you know, I just thought I'd hear some words. I didn't know I would have to actually view some midget porn.
Hmm, very unfortunate.
Well, that lasted for about 6 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yeah,
20 years
ago, Mickey Rooney. As soon as you saw Mickey Rooney, you were out of there, right?
Well, 20 years ago, I would have let it play and laughed and laughed. But I'll tell you what, I brought it up and I went, I just want some audio, and I clicked it off. That was terrible.
Oh, boy. Yeah, see, I was hoping we could avoid things like, you know, clown porn and midget porn and that kind of disturbing type stuff. And kind of
well, there was this one movie
a little closer
I saw
to mainstream.
There was a movie I saw like 25 years ago, and it was a porn flick, and we all laughed. And it was some Amazonian woman chasing this little midget around a bakery. They're all covered in flour and whatnot.
Yeah,
something along those lines.
Yeah.
But only audio wise.
Well, all right. Well, I'll tell you what let's do. Let's set the tone here. Let's because we're gonna have Aunt Jackie. Also known as Jax. We need to work on that. We need a little more consistency with that. It's either Jax or Aunt Jackie. We need to make a decision on that. Anyway.
How about Triple Jax?
Triple Jax is here. She's going to be here twice. So let's go ahead and start things off with a little poem that she has done for us.
Right.
Bathtub Desires by Triple Jax.
Bathtub Desires. Bathtub music, you and I. Something in me starts to fly. Candlelight on hot wet skin. Tingles flutter deep within. Hazel eyes aflame with need. Touch me now, our silence pleads. Brush of legs, a gasp I draw. I can't take this anymore. Pulsing fire, aching need, hungry lust, now let me feed. Reaching out a foot, a toe, I touch your hardness, start to stroke. A growl so deep erupts from you, groaning, gasping from me too. My hands I let begin to roam. Heaving breasts again, you moan. Fingers finding my sweet spot. I circle, rub, so fucking hot. Writhing now, the water shudders, continuing to eye each other. I slip a finger into me, so wet and juicy, so ready. You can't bear to watch me now, needing me. Your hands reach out. You pull me closer onto you. Your mouth, your kisses, only you. Legs spread wide, straddling you now. Hands all over, sweaty brow. Your need so hard is nuzzling me. All thoughts are gone. My body speaks, inviting you to come inside, begging for this fucking ride. Arms around me pulling down. My eager body stretches round. And yes, oh yes, that feels so right. So big, so hard, so hot and tight. Riding, sliding, and gasping too. Tongues and hands, me and you. Nothing else exists but us. Our screaming, needing, wanting lust. Pulsating, it starts to build. As my womanhood, you feel. Muscles tensing, quickening, drawing you even further in. Then we merge and we are one. The perfect moment as we come.
You're listening to IWS Radio on the BTR Network. Be sure to catch us on the internet at IWSradio.com.
It is so freaking hot.
Hell yes. There we go.
Well, I'll tell you what, J-Man. I know she wasn't writing about me because she mentioned big and hard, I believe. So.
Just writing about someone, you know, younger.
More fulfilling.
More satisfying. All right.
Well, that was nice.
So what else we got going on? That was nice.
Well, I'll tell you what, before we get into what else is going on, you folks who didn't get ahead of the game and submit something, if you want to say something about sex and the best sex you ever had, the worst sex you ever had, and or what it takes to please a woman, call in at 661-244-9852.
Yeah. Call us up. Tell us what the key to great sex is.
Exactly.
What's the key to great sex, Matt? What do you think? What do you think it is?
I don't know, because I usually hear this during sex.
Yeah. I usually hear,
no, God, please, no, no, no.
Uh-huh. Yeah, call us up. Let us know. Tell us what you think it takes to...
I'll tell you what, I could ask Shmoop in about 45 minutes, and she'll probably say, the key to great sex is abstinence.
Well, I tell you what, Matt, I just got a new follower on Twitter.
Well, that, right.
That new follower is... Inspire. Yeah, breaking news. Inspiring Woman is now following me on Twitter.
Wow.
Daily Inspiration for Women. I do believe I have found a gold mine of material for this show.
Well, maybe she wants to have sex with you. Maybe you should inspire her.
Maybe so. Every time you smile at someone, it is an action of love, a gift to that person, a beautiful thing.
Really?
Yeah, apparently so.
I know a girl who thought that. She had the same feeling on me, J-Man.
Yeah.
You know, that inspires me. I mean, what wouldn't inspire a person to have another person pee on them? Or?
I don't know what would inspire one.
Or play with their feet. Or play with their feet.
Yeah, see?
What is with these fetishes?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I you know, I mean, hey, look, you know, if it's what people like, I guess, you know. No judgments, no judging here, you know. This isn't a slut-shaming
show. I'm judging on the pee girl.
Well, okay, I'm gonna judge you if you like to pee on people or be peed upon. Yeah.
Man, why can't people just have, you know, it can be raw, it can be hard, but why can't it? Can it be raw, hard, normal sex?
Well, you know, people like to spice things up a little bit. Maybe they want to do a little, they want to get some, you know, strategic piercings.
Well, if you want to spice things up, put some paprika on your pussy. That's what I'm saying. That's all you got to do.
Well, you know, maybe they like to do a little role playing. You know? Maybe a guy likes it if his girl calls him daddy. Maybe she likes to call him daddy.
Well, maybe so.
Maybe they like to, you know, maybe they like to be tied up a little. Maybe they like to be spanked.
Yeah. Well, spanking's not, I don't consider that weird. Some people like
it's only weird if other people are into it.
Exactly. But come on, why do people get into feet?
I know. And it really bugs me. So many people love to take pictures of their feet and post them on social media. Have you noticed that, Matt?
Yes, I have, and I would never do that myself. I don't even like to look at my own feet.
No. Not a fan of that. So maybe there's a foot fetisher out there who'd like to call us up and tell us what the attraction is.
Yeah, on the foot fetish hotline at 661-244-9852. Oh, my God. Freak.
The foot fetisher would probably like to get tickled, too.
Oh, no doubt. And people who wear diapers, guys who wear diapers, what's that all about?
Right. Senator Vitter, call us up. Explain the diaper thing to us.
Now, I will tell you, J-Man, I wore Shmoop's underwear one time. Purely by accident.
That had a great little sensation to it, didn't it?
Well, no, it was, oh, God. One morning she's looking for her underwear, and this is when I laid in the devil bed. And we woke up, and we're looking for them everywhere. Well, I had them on. So we don't know what transpired there. I'm sure it was hot. But
we have a caller. We have a caller, Matt. I know who this is.
I'll get right to it. 901, you're with Stupid. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was on hold and I hadn't pressed one yet, so I guess.
Oh, that's right. You didn't press
Jack.
One. Sorry about that, Jax. I get confused. That stupid little blue thing's supposed to come up. And
well, I could have caught it, but I wasn't paying attention.
I got overly
no
excited, and I got overly excited and said, hit the button.
That was a little premature there, Jamie.
I know.
Oh boy!
And it's weird because
things.
Yeah, because Matt and I both have a tough time hitting the button in real life.
At least on
the button
time,
would
anyway.
Be the G spot, but yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
If it exists.
Mama had a squeeze box. That's fine. I thought I was very amused by that song. I just decided to give you a call. Nobody was calling in, so I thought you at least needed some action.
Well, you didn't have to put it like that.
Hey, we'll take a pity call. It's okay.
Pity call. My pleasure. Yeah.
So
hey,
what's with these people with the foot fetishes, Jackie?
Foot fetishes? I don't know. I'm not really, you know, I think it's great when someone finds your feet, you know, they like nice, clean, attractive feet. I don't understand wanting to suck on toes or any of that stuff, or, you know, they actually even have it as far as men placing their private parts between the feet and, you know, sort of having an intercourse with the feet. But, you know, a good foot rub is always relaxing and a good... Yeah.
What about guys who are into really dirty feet? I'm sure there's some out there. I'm asking
for
a friend.
Yeah. I wouldn't understand that myself either, but I'm like you. If you can think of it, there's probably a fetish for it, and there's probably a porn site that covers
it. Oh, you know
it. Yep. I've seen some.
I'll tell you what.
In my research.
If anyone out there has a foot that looks like a pork tenderloin sandwich, now I'd go down on that.
Well, you know, just how about if we just did an art series where people put their feet in hot dog buns and we took pictures of it?
Yeah, well, very good, Jamie.
Hey, that's cool.
It might work, right? I'm sure somebody's done that already. But that's good stuff. True story, I went into a strip club in Tulsa one time, and I had just walked in and I was about to sit down, and I noticed over against the wall there was a guy sitting in a chair and a stripper sitting in a chair across from him, facing him, and she was rubbing her feet all over his chest. So I left because, you know, I didn't know I'd gone to the freak club.
Was
yeah,
it? Did it have any? Was the name of the club anything to do with feet? You know, like the erotic toe or anything like that?
No, it was.
Yeah, actually, it was. It was called Soulmates.
Soulmates.
Oh, hey, there's a good. That's a good name for it. I was gonna go and say Camel Toes, you know, or something like that, and
you
get in thinking, well, these people are naked, but it's all feet. And you're like, wait, mm-hmm. I think I took a wrong turn at Albuquerque.
Yeah, anyway, so there's that.
Yeah.
But, you know, other people are really into, you know, kind of erotic fiction. And you can find a lot of it on the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
And our very good friend, Sky Dad, found a brilliant piece of erotica written by Oral Sex Lover
69.
Ooh. That he wanted to share with us this week. Correct. So take it away, Sky Dad.
Hey there, Matt Man and Jason. It's Sky Dad. I'm taking up the challenge of reading some exotic material here. I found a nice selection by Oral Sex Lover 69, so you know it's good. You have invited me to your place for lunch. As I walk up to the door, I wonder what surprise you have in store. I knock and I hear a muffled, "Come in, it's open," from inside. I open the door, enter, then close and lock the door behind me. I make my way down the hall looking for you. When I enter the room, you are standing there completely naked, wearing nothing but a smile. You put a finger to your lips and motion for me to be silent. You cross the room and whisper in my ear, "Kiss me." We embrace. You kiss me deeply, pushing your tongue into my mouth. Our tongues duel, sucking and licking and flicking each other in a passionate kiss. My hands run lightly along your back, down your ass, and back, bringing on a shiver. I pull you tightly to me, feeling your naked body against mine, my hard cock rubbing against your belly, through my clothes. We break the embrace, and you whisper to me, "Eat me." We make our way over to a chair where I help you sit down. Then I kneel at your feet in between your thighs, grinning from ear to ear. You're slouched down in the chair, legs parted, smiling as I straighten up and kiss you on the mouth. I make little kisses down your neck to your breasts, pausing just long enough to suck each nipple into my mouth and give it a little flick, hardening them. I continue to kiss my way down to your crotch. I blow lightly into your open snatch, enjoying the view of your not-yet-open lips, the patch of hair around your opening. I kiss the inside of your thighs, not yet coming in contact with your pussy. I use my tongue to draw little circles of saliva on your thighs, feeling the tension increase as you anticipate my mouth on your cunt. I work my way down to your knees and back up, kissing and nibbling and licking. I look up into your eyes, the lust evident in your gaze. My tongue finally touches your slit, way down near the opening into your hot hole. Your pussy lips part easily and immediately. I taste your wonderful juices. I begin to lick up and down along your cunt, avoiding your clit for the moment, but pausing at your hole to press my tongue in as deep as I can. Your legs are now over my shoulders. Your hips are starting to buck involuntarily, pressing my face into your crotch. I finally slide my tongue up to your pulsing clit, giving it a slow, hard swipe. Then I suck it into my mouth, twirling the tongue around it, flicking with the tip of my tongue, sucking on it. I can feel your legs trembling as I lick, suck, and nibble your pussy. I concentrate my efforts on your clit, then slide a finger into your cunt, finger fucking you in time while I suck and flick your clit. Your legs are clenched tight around my head. I have to work to breathe. I am so far in between them. You are shaking, near orgasm. You reach down, gently pushing me away, locking your legs from around my head. I pleadingly look into your eyes, wishing to finish what I have started. You smile, then whisper, "Fuck me." I scooch back, smiling, undoing my belt and pants to free my engorged penis. You wink at me and roll over, presenting me with a wonderful rear view of your eager cunt, slick from being licked, wide open and ready. I slide up behind you, still kneeling, my pants and underwear around my knees, my face sticky with your juices. I rub the head of my dick along your slit, loving the feel inside of my cock on your pussy. I slip just the head into you, then pull it all the way out and rub it along the slit up to your clit. I do this a few times more, teasing your cunt, enjoying the view. Then I sheath myself in one stroke, jamming my hard cock all the way inside you. You rock against me, sucking on my prick with your pussy, pushing me in as far as possible. We begin to fuck, long, slow strokes. I love to see my cock sliding in and out of your hot, wet cunt. My orgasm begins to rise, and I can feel your pussy throbbing around my cock. I pick up the pace, pistoning my rod further in and out of you. You arch your back, helping me to pound into your cunt as deep as I can get. There is no sound other than that of my pubic area slapping into your ass, faster and faster in our mutual gasps as we engage in lovemaking. You begin to press back against me, timing your movements to match mine, increasing the depth of each stroke. Your head is down, eyes closed, concentrating on resisting the urge to come. Your breasts rub against the chair, nipples hard and erect, the stimulation adding to the tension building within. The need rises and you throw your head back, hissing through clenched teeth, "Come in me." I can't hold back any longer. I plunge into you, grinding against you, shooting my load of cum deep into your spasming hole. It feels like my entire body is twitching in time with my penis as I strive to fully empty myself into you. You push against me, feeling the depth of penetration, the pulsing of my rod, and the wonderful rippling of your pussy in response. We stay locked together for a few minutes, willing the sensation to continue. Eventually, you slump against the chair, relaxing with my now softening manhood still gripped within your witness. You lay there face down in the chair, spent, enjoying the after sensation of great sex. Eventually, you stir, and my limp prick slides out of you, leaving a trail of cum. I'm finally able to speak for the very first time. So, what's for lunch? See ya.
Hi there, Jamie Maple Leaf here, and when I'm not out and about in the hammer, I'm at home, in bed, listening to IWS Radio on the BTR network.
Well, if that doesn't turn you on, I don't know what does.
And that CD is available at Penthouse Records. Use the code word IWS Radio.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's hot stuff there.
I'm
a lot of great. You know, I'm glad you brought that up. Glad you brought that up, Jax. Because one of my pet peeves about sex on TV and in the movies is, you know, they always get in there and when they're getting after it and they're having hot sex and they're breathing heavy and they're screaming and oh, and then when they're done, the dude just kind of like rolls off of her and they lay there, and one, they're under the sheets and covers even though they're sweating profusely, and two is they just made a huge mess and they're just lying there in it. That's disgusting.
Yeah, they act like it's not even there. You know,
uh-huh.
When we all know in reality, you're like, okay, no, you lay in it. No, you lay in it. I'm not laying in it. That's disgusting.
Well,
I know.
Well, I know. In the real world, don't we all, you know, put a towel down?
Well, when you get in the throes of, you know, passion, sometimes you do forget. And sometimes you're not laying there anyway, like if you're bent over or something, you don't really get that hold.
Not always
when
laying
what?
There. That's
when you're bent over? Is that what you said?
Yeah. If you're bent over a couch arm or on a bathroom sink or something, I mean, then that's not really an issue on the bed. No, we're not always in the bed, you know.
No, sometimes they're on the counter in the bathroom.
Right.
You know, on the kitchen table.
Might even be in the floor, you know, I don't know.
In a booth at Pizza Hut, you know.
Over the trunk of a car in a church parking lot, I don't know.
Exactly. Now, you might be bent over.
Or in a men's bathroom at Clark State University. What?
Oh.
Yeah, you might be, you know, bent over, holding on to the edge of a dumpster behind a restaurant, you know.
Or, J-Man, you know where else you may be, well, potentially having sex?
Where?
Playing volleyball.
Where?
Playing volleyball during the sexiest movie ever.
Let's go! Okay, I guess! Say it was the right time. Walk away.
Yeah.
Back. Even takes you nowhere. Stop the day. Woo! Everybody's looking at my dad. But it don't matter. I'll keep looking. Some of long lines. Everybody's home. Woo! 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 Woo!
one more game. That evens it up. Come on, we can take
this, man.
No, we can't. We got it.
I got some things I gotta take care of.
Take care of. Just one more game. Please? For me?
Sorry.
I love that volleyball movie, J-Man.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Is that a specific volleyball movie? Or
that's,
are we trying to guess the movie?
That was...
What?
Top Gun.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say Top Gun, but, you know, Kenny Loggins was in... He had some music in a few different flicks there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we had to include that volleyball scene from Top Gun because, you know, we didn't want to leave the gay guys out.
Or the bisexual guys.
Or the bi dudes or the polyamorous dudes or, you know.
Yeah.
Omnisexual
I mean, you got
dudes.
Tom you got Tom Cruise, Val Kilmer, Anthony Edwards, and Cougar.
The other
remember
dude.
Cougar. I love when he flexes in that scene.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I like that. I like the part where he's like spinning the ball on his fingers and he kind of turns to the side and gives you a little profile
mm-hmm.
view.
Mm.
And then just, you know, you can see the baby oil glistening on his tight skin, his muscles. Yeah.
Like the rocket's red glare, baby.
I've seen gay porn. By the way, I'm just a side note. I have seen.
Well, at least one person has.
Well, you guys have too. If you've ever seen lesbian scenes, you know, or watched girl-on-girl action or anything like that.
I've heard rumors about it, but it's out there.
Mm-hmm. That's
oh,
an
yeah.
erotic show today. This is great. It's my favorite subject.
Of course.
I was eating a Pop-Tart the entire time that guy was reading, you know, the reading. It was very sensual.
Yeah, you were having
She's
to...
She's gone now, though. She had to go to work. What?
What? What'd you say?
I didn't say I said I was eating a Pop-Tart the entire time the guy was doing his erotic reading. I said, but she's gone now. She had to go to work.
Oh.
With a smile on her face.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And a wet spot on her panties. Let's see how uncomfortable we can make Matt today.
Right.
I am. I'll tell you what.
I never took Matt Man
am I
for
a prude?
Prude.
No, I'm not a prude. I just have a level of decorum that is bad.
Sure. Well, I mean.
Well, I tell you what. We had asked people, in addition to participating, we'd asked people if they had any sex questions for us. And somebody did have a question, and it had to do with the fact that she her boyfriend, and no, Matt, this did not come from Smoop, that her boyfriend was very well endowed.
Ooh,
and she
really?
Struggled. She struggled to satisfy him orally. And, of course, I don't know anything about being really well endowed either, so I had to look this one up on the Internet. And luckily, I found good old Sue Johansson, if anybody remembers her from her sex talk with Sue back in the day.
I remember her. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And anyway, she addressed this very specific issue, and so I just went ahead and got the audio for everybody so we can
give
an answer.
Ask the expert.
Yeah, we're going to ask the expert here.
We have a Susie on the line. Hi, Susie.
Hey, Sue.
Hi, you've got a question.
Yes, but first I'd like to say that I love your show. I watch it every week.
Oh, thank you.
I'm like everybody else. I think I'm addicted. But anyway, my question is that my boyfriend is pretty well endowed.
Yes.
And he loves oral sex. My problem is I can't seem to go down deep enough for him.
Okay.
And I was wondering how to do that, you know, or go deeper to pleasure him more.
Yeah. And actually, you know, I've always saying don't think that you have to take the whole penis into your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So what you do, you start off with kissing, licking, and sucking. And then you just take the head of the penis in your mouth. Because, you see, you've got teeth, then you've got hard palate. Behind that, you've got soft palate. And behind that, you've got a gag reflex. So if you think you're going to take that whole thing in your mouth, you're going to throw up. That's not fun.
Right.
So just take the head in your mouth, okay? And then you drool. And you allow saliva to flow down the shaft of his penis.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so it's all lubricated. And then you grip it with your hand, and you coordinate head-hand movements.
Okay.
Okay, now, the other thing that you can do is you go to a good sex store, big sex store, and get him a toy. Oh, Valentine's Day, coming up. Hey, this will be a good toy. And it's called the Head Honcho. All right?
Okay.
This is it. And it is silicone, and it is soft and flexible. It's got an opening in the bottom there, and he just tucks his penis inside the opening. That stretches a long way. So if he's big, it'll still fit. And then he will be able to masturbate with the head honcho on, and that feels very much like oral sexual stimulation.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, I appreciate
so
it.
So we solved your Valentine's problem, your gag problem, and your problem pleasuring him.
Right. You know, that's just it. With Valentine's Day coming up, I wanted to do something special for him.
There you go. You got it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, dear.
Hi, this is Jesse Ferg, and when I'm not yelling penis in a crowded church, I'm listening to I'm with Stupid. Was that over the line? No, I didn't think so.
Well, I'm glad she got her gag problem solved.
The question is this going to help the person that asked the question? I mean, she's some points there, but she's acting like there's nothing you can do to improve yourself. You got to rely on all this other stuff, and entirely in agreement. There's always chloroseptic for your gag reflex, you know, and spray some of that, numb it a little bit. There's a theory, and I think it's your left. You guys want me to stifle that?
Keep going. This is good stuff.
This is good stuff. That you can close your left thumb into your palm and kind of squeeze it into your kind of, I don't know if that sounds, does that make sense? Put your left thumb kind of under your fingers and squeeze it. It's supposed to lessen the gag reflex and go further down. I don't know. Sue,
how are you?
Very educational.
Yeah.
All right,
then. You can do some
stuff. And we are an educational show, J-Man.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. And that woman is now going to do something special for her boyfriend on Valentine's Day, which includes drooling.
Which most women don't, J-Man. Most women think it's their day.
That's very true. It'll be the one man in America who...
who actually got a Valentine's Day gift.
That's right.
Exactly. You get the Valentine's Day idea that, hey, maybe the guy gets something special he's never gotten before. He might change his tune and you know, we'll start looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doubtful, though.
Yeah. You don't think so. I know. It's always been kind of a miserable holiday.
Fascinating. Fascinating stuff here. Learning all kinds of new things today.
Yep.
And I have to beg to differ. Sometimes it's fun to try to get the entire thing in there. It can be fun.
Really?
Watch your teeth, you know. You have to be very mindful.
Are you off Tuesday, Jackie? Hey, Jackie, are you off Tuesday?
Am I off Tuesday? No.
Okay.
Are you available to travel?
No.
Oh boy.
Breaking.
We have breaking news, J-Man.
Uh-huh.
And where is it?
Yeah. I'm waiting on it.
Jai, Batman.
Hi,
I'm here, and I have to report that I have fallen into the searing cauldron of self-doubt, the fires of frustration, and recently harvested only from the lamentable landscape of self-loathing. In other words, I am calling you from an Amsterdam jail. For the past 8 days, I have been doing nothing but drinking, drugging, and fucking along the raucous and red-lit streets of Amsterdam. I have hit rock bottom and hope upon hope that you two can bail me out of my distressing situation and bail me out of this less than accommodating Amsterdam who's gal. You see, guys, jetting to every corner of the earth in search of hot spots of international news for nearly 2 years without holiday has drained me of all human emotion. I had become insensitive to the trauma and hardship of those around me. I could no longer feel the joy of being a human being. So, in order to feel again, I sought out the sensation of happiness and heroin, the elation of life through ecstasy, and the hard-on in my pants from hookers. Early yesterday, while strung out on vodka, Red Bull, and peyote, I hired a most alluring Dutch hooker of Norwegian descent named Logan Knight. Above the beltway, she was a hot, taut, and buxom woman, but as I proceeded to go below sea level, I discovered that this lady of the night had enough cock to plug the hole in not one, not two, but three North Sea dykes. I cried foul, gentlemen, refused payment, and all the while bellowed, Amsterdam, Amsterdam, oh dear God, Amsterdam. While I feel I was the victim of a commercial bait and switch tactic, the authorities have incarcerated me for non-payment of services, and I haven't the euros to make the bail. Please, Jay and Matt, get me out of here. My Flemish friend Stella Artois has said that she will help me right my ship and seek the help I need, so that I can find in my soul the award-winning journalist that I lost but a mere 8 days ago. Listeners of IWS, help me to make my case. Please beseech Jay and Matt to bail me out and give me a second chance, because as we speak, my 6'4", 270-pound cellmate from Nijmegen is giving me the eye. It's now time for chow. So, this is Guy on your dick, tossing it back to you guys in the studio.
1, 2, 3.
Jay and Matt bust my cherry of humor every Sunday from noon to 2 on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. Well, I tell you what, Matt, you may have a certain standard of decorum, but Guy on your dick doesn't.
No, he doesn't. Poor fella.
I like that.
I feel bad for him.
I mean, we need to loosen that man up a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I feel bad for Guy, but unfortunately, IWS Radio has a very strict policy of not bailing our correspondents out of jail. So,
well, I'll do so personally out of my own pocket.
Okay.
Because I love him.
Yeah. Well, we'll look at his, his contract. He may have something in the contract that allows for him to get bailed out. I don't know.
Well, it's a hell of a thing to pull down a chick's pants and then, woo, whoa,
there's an eel
in my face. There's an eel in my face. He's usually pretty good about that, but I don't know.
Uh-huh. Well, I tell you what, Matt, there's somebody else out there, a good friend of mine, goes by the name of Glass Half Full Gal, because she's always very positive about things, who always has high standards of decorum and decency, and a Kindle full of smut, apparently.
And she loves good. She loves good.
She loves good. And anyway, so she volunteered to read something for us out of her her collection. It is out of the book Play Hard by Juliana Stone. That's her real name. And it's kind of a long one, but it's a good one. And take it away, GHFG.
Get in, he unlocked his truck. Are you okay, she asked hesitantly. No, he answered truthfully, looking pointedly at the seat behind her. She slid inside and he slammed her door shut before rounding the vehicle and jumping behind the wheel. He was home in 5 minutes and they were through the front door of his house and he was back 20 seconds later. Logan, she breathed. Did she say his name out loud? Or had it been swallowed when he claimed the mouth he had been dreaming about for days? He didn't know and he sure as hell didn't care. All that mattered was getting Billy naked so that he could touch her, see her, so that he could love her. She opened beneath him, her mouth hot and wet, and a shiver rolled over his skin as she moved against him. His fingers shook from the intensity of his feelings, and he realized he was nervous. Him, Logan Forrest. But damn, he wanted to be better than good, better than before. He wanted it to matter. She tasted just as he remembered, hot and spicy with a hint of something sweet. He kissed her long and hard, as if he could somehow convey the confused emotions he felt with his lips. His hands sought her breast, his fingers like silk as he worked his way through her buttons until he was able to cup her fullness in his palm. It was several minutes until he was able to tear himself from her mouth and lick the pebbled nipple that sat there, waiting for him. He drew her into his mouth, pulling hard and grazing the edge of her nipple with his teeth. He loved that she hid nothing from him. She gasped and yanked his head, pulling him closer. Are we going up to your bed? She started to say, though she yelped when he nipped under the side of her breast. I can't wait, he said hoarsely. He paused for a second, his chest tight, his thoughts and emotion overwhelmed with the need he felt for this woman, the craving, the absolute desire to possess her, to give her pleasure and to know it was him that had given it to her and no one else. I can't wait to see you, he finished. Logan slipped her blouse over her shoulders and deftly unclipped her bra, which was a miracle considering he was all jittery, like a damn teenager. And he knew he needed to keep his cool head because this was different this night, this moment. He couldn't explain exactly why or how, but it just was. The lamp in the hallway bathed Billy in a swath of light that fell over her skin and then ether awash. She didn't say a word. She just stood before him, breasts bared, the nipples hard and wet from his mouth. Her hair fell in ripples over her shoulders and the side of her like that, half-dressed, body bathed in shadow and light, lips bruised from his own, was something he didn't think he'd ever forget. Her fingers with the snap of her jeans, but he pushed her hands away. No way, Barker, this is all mine. He tugged on her zipper, eyes widening. Hell, they nearly jumped out of his freaking head when he saw the surprise inside. She was completely naked. Holy hell, Commando had never looked so good. He kneeled and rolled her jeans down her hips and past her knees, where they bunched around her calves, his eyes fastened to the hot opening between her legs. Her hands fell on his shoulders for support. Before she had a chance to steady herself, his mouth opened over the part of her that she'd teased him with the night before, the sweet spot between her legs that had looked so damn hot via Skype. His tongue slipped over her, and when he reached around and cupped her sweet ass, she moaned and leaned into him. She tasted like heaven, a womanly, heavenly must that made him even harder as he inhaled her sweetness, her desire for him. When his teeth scraped the hard, swollen nub between her folds, she would have fallen if not for his hands holding her in place. He tasted her for the longest time, enjoying the sound she made, and when he sank his tongue deep inside, when he slid a finger into her hotness, she groaned and then came, shuddering into his mouth. That sweet sound she made at the back of her throat nearly did him in. "Oh, Logan," she breathed, "I can't feel my legs." He couldn't speak. Looking up into the eyes that told him she was just as affected by him as he was by her, undid him. It tightened him up everywhere, inside and out. Logan ran a hand through his hair as he tried to calm his racing heart. He wanted her on the most basic level that a man could want a woman. But it was just so much more than that. It wasn't just about sex and the need to be inside her so badly it hurt. It was about all the other stuff, too. The need to matter, the need to be selfless, the need to love. He stood in one full emotion and grabbed her up in his arms. With several strides, he was in the family room. Soft light fell inside from the bay window, and when he placed her over the edge of the sofa, the groan he let out pretty much said it all. Her ass, that perfectly sweet and fine ass, was tipped up towards him, and with her legs spread slightly, the soft, moist treasure between them glistened for his eyes only. She kicked off her boots, her jeans, following suit while he dropped his jacket and pulled off his t-shirt. "I've never wanted anyone the way I want you, Barker." His jeans were next, and he glanced across the room to the mirror that hung floor to ceiling and opposite the leather sofa. Her large eyes were half closed, and she rolled her hips suggestively against the leather armrest, a soft moan escaping her lips as she locked her gaze on his. "Then do something about it, Logan, because I feel like I'm going to come apart if you don't." He was inside her before she could finish. Settled between her legs, cock buried as deep as he could go. For a few moments, he did nothing. He took the time to enjoy the feel of her around him. Her heat, her tightness, her amazing ass grazing his lower abdomen as she rocked slowly against the sofa. His hands played across her roundness, and she gasped when he needed her lower back. And then, as she watched him in the mirror, her mouth opened slightly, eyes wet with emotion, he began to move. Slowly, with long, torturous strokes that drove him crazy, because all he wanted to do was pump fast and hard and relieve the pressure that was built all week. But he wanted this to last. So when she tried to control the rhythm, he bent over, hands like vice grips on her hips, and whispered, "Payback's a bitch, sweetness." She moaned, "Logan, I need that. I need it." But she couldn't finish him and yet move beneath him. Her hands down between her body and the leather she was bent over. "What? What do you need?" "You," she said simply, and his heart rolled over. "Open your eyes," he said hoarsely. "I want to see you." She obeyed and met his gaze in the mirror. As Logan increased his rhythm, she arched her back. She gasped and cried out. He'd never seen anything as hot as Billy, totally in the moment, totally with him as he approached the cliff. When he couldn't stand it anymore, when his control had reached the point of no return, Logan slipped his arms around and held her tight. He panted and groaned as he shuddered into her. For the longest time, he held Billy, her back flushed to his chest, her body shivering as the aftershocks of her orgasm rode through her. When he finally stepped back, she turned and immediately wrapped her arms around him. "I missed you," she whispered, "so much."
You're listening to IWS Radio on the BTR Network. Be sure to catch us on the internet at IWSradio.com.
Yeah.
That was a long one. That's what she said.
Mm-hmm. That was nice.
I mean, I couldn't have done that one because I can't last that long. But hey, Matt, I got a tweet from Blog Talk Radio.
Did you really?
I did, because you know we had a little problem yesterday with the audio not processing. Yep. And I had emailed them, and I mentioned. We mentioned on Twitter, and Blog Talk Radio tweeted me this morning, said that everything should be working properly, and I thanked them because, you know, that's what you do in a polite society. And they responded with, "Our pleasure." anything you need, we are always right here.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I tell you, we need to be featured. That would be nice.
That would be nice. Haven't been featured in, oh, I don't know, 4 months.
Yeah, been a while. Been a while. You know, a man has needs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he does. And I'll tell you what.
Women have needs. Men have needs.
I know. And we could settle that both right now by this phone call.
Thank you for calling the Diamonds Hotline. If you know your party's extension, you may enter it at any time. To be connected with the Diamonds business office, press 29 or press 0 to be connected with the Diamonds hostess. Diamonds Cabaret has been providing the best view and best for over 18 years, featuring state-of-the-art sound and lighting, and, of course, the world-famous diamond dolls. For more information about membership, hours, pricing, dress code, special events, and much more, you can visit us on the web.
I got your special event right here.
DiamondsCabaret.com or press at any time directly to the Diamonds hostess. Please listen to the following menu choices before making your selection. For directions, club hours, prices, and dress code information,
we're not
press
into that.
1. Diamonds Cabaret is a private club where members can bring in their own alcoholic beverages. For the benefits of becoming a member, press 2.
Ooh, well,
find out more
bring
about
in our
entertainment,
own
press
alcoholic
3.
Beverages,
for
day,
upcoming
man.
Special
how about
events
that?
And information about the Monday Night Bikini Amateur Contest, press 4. For bachelor,
ooh, I'll join that.
For other special party plan information, press 5. For information about Diamonds merchandise and the Diamonds website,
I would press 0, but
for work opportunities,
IWS would probably
office,
me off.
Or for any information not available from this menu, you may press 0 after 5 p.m. for live assistance.
After 5 p.m.
Thank you for calling Diamonds Cabaret.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Anytime.
Unbelievable.
Anyway.
By the way, I'm with you guys doing the show Commando, if anyone's interested in that fact. So, just to add to the...
Now that you mention it, I am interested in that fact.
I'm always Commando.
I am too.
So we got the thing going there.
Yeah. I go to work Commando, Jack.
Well, me too.
I probably shouldn't have told people that because...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he has people sitting in their car a mere inches from his manhood.
That's true. They're driving through. And little do they know. He is Commando.
So
Jackie
can come to
the
beer mine
any
time. Sure. He's out there teabagging the good, decent citizens of Bagwine.
Damn right.
They're going to change
all
the name to Teabag Wine.
All they wanted was a 40 and a pack of Camels.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a twig and berries to go along with it.
Well, they got a little a pack of Camels, a 40, and a little sex.
A little something extra.
Yeah. A little
so
aura
you guys,
of Matt.
Are you guys going to share any, you know, encourage or share any sexy stories, things, you know, since this is a show about, I guess it's a very sex-related show, so are you going to tell us any of your nastiest little experiences, your, you know, things that
you've
done?
You mean our sex point?
Anything
our sex
on points? Your sexual bucket list, you know, that you want to do and you haven't done yet, or, you know?
Let me tell you something.
I am done.
The want-to-do list has turned into the too-old-to-do list, but... It is long and impressive.
Come on, you guys could give us a story, like an experience that you've had. I think the women of that listen to IWS want to know.
Oh,
you really think?
Well,
I really
I'm not sure
that.
They do.
Go ahead, J-Man.
I don't think they do. In fact, I think they it's, you know, and this is, you know, I'm not, you know, trying to, I'm not going Stephen A. Smith on women here or anything, but I think women oftentimes claim to want to know things and then wish they didn't know them afterwards.
Especially in our case.
Yeah, because, you know, I have a feeling that, you know, in general, you know, people's attitudes towards us is just barely hanging on at times anyway. And we
you
really don't want to.
Entirely too hard on yourself.
We don't want to tip things over
when,
to the.
People prefer when we do the newspaper show and we just read local articles out of our local.
Which we might do
just
next week.
Andy and Barney sitting on the porch.
Uh-huh. Drinking some
bringing
iced
fried
tea.
Chicken home from the deli.
Fried chicken.
Yeah.
You
I did have sex in a public bathroom once.
Okay.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had it in a work bathroom once a long time ago.
A what bathroom?
God, you're
a bathroom
sick.
At work.
My
oh,
God.
What is that sick? It was the middle of the day, and the urge hits, and he
really?
Gave me the sign and shook the key to the restroom, and that was the symbol of meat. It was a, you know, out in a little external hallway
uh-huh.
at a printing
uh-huh.
company, which I won't say
uh-huh.
the name of.
Uh-huh.
We went
uh-huh.
in. There.
Go on.
Went
uh-huh.
about
uh-huh.
2 minutes later, I'm supposed to meet over there, and it was a good time was had by all.
Uh-huh.
Well, at least by
uh-huh.
two or three or four. I don't know what you're into. I don't know.
Never been more than
I had sex on a sidewalk one time
right.
on
wow.
Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Sidewalks.
I'm not proud of it.
How did that happen? So, I mean, this was your choice, I'm hoping.
Not, well... Well, it was a mutual choice. We just we went out and had the party was boring, and it was November, and it was really cold. And of course, she had to get on bottom because that sidewalk, man, it was freezing. I wasn't going to get on that.
That sounds uncomfortable.
Well, it was for her. I was fine.
Well,
and that's all that mattered.
No. This is the gentleman's guide. Well, it says the gentleman's guide to sucking and fucking. Like, you didn't say anything about pleasing her. Okay.
Right.
I guess you got out of that one, Scott.
Well, I pleased her. I didn't say it would be comfortable.
Yeah.
I want to be
this
warm
is,
at the same time. I'm going to put my ass on the
pain is pleasure, lady.
Yeah. Yeah, sidewalk's uncomfortable. You know, the bed of a pickup truck isn't a particularly comfortable place either.
No.
You don't have any blankets or anything.
You need to get a lot of blankets and kind of pad it up there if you're going to have
well,
any
yeah,
choice.
Yeah. Yeah, if you do yeah. that, then, you know, that's
it'll
nice.
Be fun.
Sure.
But
out there
not,
under the stars.
Good
to the drive-in.
Yeah. The drive-in.
I always got guys that were like, I'm here to watch the movie. And I'm like, we're at a drive-in. This is supposed to be like, bow, chicka, bow, bow, you know? And they're like, this is the good part. I'm like,
yeah. He's like,
is it me?
But he's always like, hold on, no, I want to know how Jiggly ends.
I paid for this movie and I'm going to watch it.
It's hard. Ishtar is a classic, and I am not going to miss this.
You're going to turn down, like, blowjobs or hand jobs in the movie for, I don't know.
If it's compelling, I would. That's the kind of guy I am. Could you stop?
Is it a good World War II documentary?
Is it A Bridge Too Far on the Big Screen? With synth around? Hey, lady, get off me.
And then later on you're going to complain that she's just not kinky enough for you. Well, there was this one time in the movie theater I tried, and, you know, he shot me down. So.
Well, we can't all be Pee Wee Herman, you know.
Oh.
Or Fred Willard.
Or Fred Willard. Right.
Speaking of very erotic, you know, writing and so forth.
And we were.
I'm sure you guys have been familiar with all that 50 Shades stuff, you know, that sort of took the housewives by storm. You know,
absolutely.
I had the audio book and I listened to it, and the narrator was horrible. The writing was no good either. It was just, I kept listening because I was like, I got to finish the, I had to finish.
I hate bad lighting. I tell Schmoop that sometimes because I say, hey, the lighting on this one was bad. Could we do it again?
Yeah. You guys make your own.
Well, I don't know anything about 50 Shades of Grey, but I know something about 50 Shades of Jay.
I bet you do.
Ooh, there you go.
And it just so happens. It just so happens that Bobby Kraft has chosen to read 50 Shades of Jay for this week's show.
Yummy.
Hey, everybody. Bobby Kraft here for Mild Cheddar on IWS Radio. My buddy J-Man wrote a pretty hot and steamy piece for IWSRadio.com a while back, and I liked it so much, I thought I would share it with you guys here today. 50 Shades of Jay by J-Man. I was sitting alone in my apartment watching Family Guy when there was a knock on the door. I opened the door and it was Miley Cyrus. I stepped aside to let her in and started to tell her how surprised I was to see her here when she pushed me against the door as it closed. She put her left hand on my chest and slowly ran it down to my belly, which she rubbed lovingly as she stared into my eyes for a moment. "But Miley," I exclaimed, "we shouldn't be doing this." She purred as she leaned in close and breathlessly whispered into my ear, "I can't stay long, but there's something I just need to do." I held her tight. "Anything you want, Miley." She kissed me softly and smiled and said, "I'm going to make you some meatloaf, baby." My desire rose rapidly as Miley chopped up the onion with abandon. She placed it and the meat into a big bowl and then dramatically cracked an egg on the counter and let it slowly ooze into the bowl with the meat. She began to massage the meat slowly and then more rapidly, mixing everything together until it was eventually a long, beautiful, stiff log, which she placed a couple strips of bacon on, placed it on a rack inside of a cake pan, and slipped it into the hot oven. While the meatloaf was cooking, Miley moved quickly to start peeling the potatoes. It was no time at all before she had them all cut up and sprinkled with some salt and some pepper and in a boiling covered pot right there on the stove. Miley then started to sing "Can't Be Tamed" as she cleaned up the kitchen while everything was cooking because, you know, she's efficient like that. My head was just spinning from excitement and desire as Miley mashed them potatoes. Her body was shaking as she jumped and bounced up and down, mashing the potatoes harder and harder and mashing them faster until she finally got them to the perfect consistency. Then Miley came over and put my plate in front of me and sat on my lap and wiggled a little and smiled. I was rubbing her thighs as she fed me that first taste of meatloaf. I could barely contain myself anymore. I let out a groan and held her as tight as I possibly could, my senses fully engaged. Her meatloaf tasted like heaven. After finishing the whole plate, Miley and I just held each other right there in that chair, basking in the post-cuisinial glow. We were barely able to move at all. All we wanted to do was cuddle and remember this beautiful moment together. And then Miley again leaned in close, kissed me gently, smiled, sighed, and said, "I want dessert." 50 Shades of J by the J-Man.
Hey everyone, this is Warrior Cat, and you're listening to IWS only on Blog Talk Radio. Mwah!
Mwah! I tell you, I'm just fanning myself like a lady in church on a summer day.
I'm sweating like a prostitute at prayer meeting.
Really?
Yeah.
Describe your sweat. Describe your sweat. And where is it?
It's running down between my breasts and drizzling down my stomach.
Really?
And then, I don't know. I'm just so worked up over J-Man's meat that I'm at a loss for words.
We are constantly worked up over J-Man's meat.
No. Very. I don't know. I'm shaky. Got the jelly legs.
Ooh. Don't do it to me.
That was very nice writing there. I like that.
Hey, J-Man, Jackie just inadvertently brought up piercings.
Yeah.
Did I?
I find piercings disturbing myself.
I do too. I'll tell you what, I like a nice old belly button pierce is kind of sexy.
That's normal. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
I had a
tongue ring at one time, and a belly button ring and a tongue ring some years
ago.
You had
a what?
The tongue ring.
I had the tongue ring and the belly button.
Well, tongue rings are stupid.
I don't know. I mean, it was cool.
Most people I know who had a tongue ring at some point or another swallowed the little stud that screws on at the bottom.
Oh. No, I never do.
Oh, okay.
It was like those little metal balls that you put on Christmas cookies. Oh, my God. Don't you swallow them up?
And what about nipple piercings? Anybody?
Mm-mm.
Not a fan? Mm-mm. What about genital piercings?
I went down on a guy that had the Prince Albert. Yeah.
Did you? Was that weird?
I did. It didn't do anything for me. I was always in there thinking, what if you got that stuck in your throat or, you know.
Yeah.
He was that long, was he?
No.
Okay.
That wasn't a positive. That should be a positive experience, like, ooh, this was a really weird thing, and wow, that was exciting. But it was more like, why did I do that? But
yeah.
It was yet an experience.
Well, that's
familiar with what the Prince Albert is, right?
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
But that's really, that's my entire, basic, almost every sexual experience in my life, you know, ended with me saying, why did you do that?
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
That's not good.
But I saw a guy one time when I was in college at a baseball game, and he had his ear pierced, and he had the old lip piercing, and he had a chain that ran from the ear to the lip, and then the chain ran down in front of his shirt, all the way down and into his pants.
Oh.
And I wanted to grab that chain and pull so badly. And that freak. Neck tattoos. He hit, you know, he had, he was, it was like, I mean, I know he worked at Starbucks, right? He had tattoos everywhere.
I'll tell you what,
and stupid haircut.
He was probably at the Clark County Fair this week.
He probably was. Oh. Running the Tilt-A-Hurl. Anyway, if I didn't do that, I was kind of hoping that, you know, since we were outdoors, I was hoping his allergies would get to him and he would sneeze. We'd see how that worked out for him.
You can bet that guy probably had some painful experience along the way somewhere.
Emotional, yes, deep emotional pain that resulted in
no
him doing
more
that.
Painful than anyone else, so get over it and just put an earring in your ear. For God's sake, get over it.
He was probably one of those goth freaks. You know, those guys.
Yeah. I'll tell you what,
which
Jackie.
The guy with the Prince Albert was the goth type dude.
Yeah.
Hey, Jackie, I know you always make your man a good breakfast.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely. I'm the girl who gets up and does the whole biscuits, bacon, eggs, gravy. I do the white gravy. Yeah, I go all out.
Well, let me tell you. J-Man has had an episode where he had sex that involved food.
Oh.
You didn't know about this?
I don't think I knew about this one.
Oh, yeah. He had sex with Kim Fragile, and it was a little meaty.
What? Jay, Kim Fragile here, coming to you live from your bedroom. I'm waiting here in anticipation of the end of the show and the smacking of the back of your front. I've got one of your faves, Kris Kristofferson, playing in the background, and I'm lying here on your bed with nothing on but my bedazzled blue booty shorts that read, "Open for Business" on the ass. I have a half-empty bottle of tequila and a full tin of Vienna sausages waiting on you. And guy on your dick is but a few feet away with video camera in one hand and a bottle of Heineken in the other.
Guy, guy on your dick here, ready to film you and your Kim-alicious presence.
Zoom out, guy, zoom out, you perv. God. Anywho, J-Man, no matter if I'm reporting from Moscow, Paris, or Kokomo, my heart is always in Redneckville, Arkansas. I can't wait till the show is over, and sexy man, when I take a shower in the morning, have no fear, I've brought my own soap. Happy birthday, J-Man, and tell Matt Man he owes me $47. That bastard knows why. See you soon, lover, and once again, happy birthday.
How was that, J-Man?
It's hot.
Was it really?
Kristofferson, really?
Hotter than Kris Kristofferson and Rita Coolidge, even. That's how hot it was.
Yeah.
I don't think I could have sex with Kris Kristofferson.
You got to be kidding.
No.
I could do not have sex with Kris Kristofferson.
We may have to rethink this, J-Man.
I'm a little concerned all of a sudden.
I am too.
Oh no. Okay, only if you order me to, then I will.
Army helicopter pilot, Rhodes Scholar, great lyricist. How could you not like him?
Well, I just don't think his music is the stuff of erotic fantasy.
Why, I wasn't asking erotic, but my God, the dude's awesome.
Well, yeah, he's got some good points. It was just basically speaking of the set the mood. You know, it's not really mood music for sexy undertaking.
Yeah.
Unless it's him and Rita Coolidge.
Oh. There you go.
That's the best.
And they're like really close to each other and staring into each other's eyes.
And her hair is whining and crossing.
Oh, yeah.
It is so freaking hot.
You know what, people? People, calm down. Hey, J-Man, we have 10 minutes left, and we got to get Paul Pyatt in here.
We got to get Paul Pyatt. Let's get Paul Pyatt in there.
Poetry and Such with Paul Pyatt.
Gentle and heartfelt greetings to all of you discerning drinkers of the warm and aromatic coffee of life. That is IWS Radio. Renowned poet and IWS literary editor, Paul Pyatt here, bringing you some of today's finest in the world of poetry, prose, and people. Today, during our journey along the sullied boulevard of words made magical and life's pentameters made iambic, I offer unto you a poem by internet ingenue Milky Way. From her poetic post upon the site Short Erotic Poems, here is Torture. Torture me sweetly. Rip my clothes away. Reveal my naked skin. Dominate my body. Give me your sweetest sin. Violate my innocence. Hammer your hardness into my softness. Tears of pain roll from my eyes, while streams of pleasure seep between my thighs. Conquer me completely. Torture by Milky Way. And for now, as I continue to correct her spelling and travel the road less traveled, I'll
buy it. Ladies don't know this, but Matt and Jay can steal your virginity and still leave you feeling frilly and fresh as a rusty sandwich.
That was just hotness all the way around right there.
Yeah, it was. I love Cracker.
Oh, Cracker's the best. All right. Whew. That's a hell of a show today, guys. Hell of a show.
I'll tell you what. And I'll tell you what, J-Man. Schmoop was supposed to get off at 1, and it's 1:53. They must like her.
They must have needed her to fill a few more of the Bismarcks at the bakery.
Fill a few more holes.
Maybe they need her to glaze some muffins.
Ooh. Yeah, well, I'll never see her again, will we? I'll tell you what, J-Man. I'm going to call Miss Alicious tonight.
Okay. You do that.
And say, hey, what's up with you?
All right. Because Miss Alicious, if people don't know, has the most delicious glazed muffins of anyone.
Gorgeous. And they're perfectly round, and they're just tasty.
All right.
All right.
Okay. We're into 5 minutes here, so Jax,
yep.
We need to let you go. Thank you much for calling in, and thanks for participating. And we've still got more Jax to come. We'll on our way out, we'll play Jax.
I love when you say Jax to come.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got some Jax to come.
Oh.
But on our way out, Matt, we can play Aunt Jackie's song that she did for us this week.
Sounds good.
Okay.
How about we do that?
Thank you guys for letting me be a part of it. I enjoy chilling with you, and I
did touch myself for the show.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Just shut up and be beautiful, would you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, well, you guys, I'll talk to you later.
All right.
All right, Jackie.
Thank you, guys.
Man, I'm definitely, I need to take a shower, Matt.
I thought we'd never get her out of there. What? I'm kidding. Play it, J-Man.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And everybody, Sky Dad and Glass Half Full Gal and Paul
yep.
Pyatt and Guy and Bobby and Sue Johansson.
And Amy and Cracker.
Amy and Cracker, and
Jamie Maple Leaf.
Jamie Maple Leaf and Kat and everybody out there. This is for you.
I love myself. I want you to love me. When I'm feeling down, I want you to call me. I search myself. I want you to find me. Amen.